Hey guys, good morning. It's another Monday and today is Easter Monday. I can tell you for a fact I have been on holiday mode that I totally even forgot that I need to record for the podcast. But anyway, nonetheless, here I am. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. I'm up. I'm thankful to God for another day. I mean, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And I mean, it is what it is. I hope everyone enjoyed their Easter holiday or is enjoying their Easter holiday because it's ending today and then we're back to work tomorrow. Again, today, no guest. Y'all are just going to listen to me today. But it is what it is. And, you know, sometimes I might feel like you guys have missed my solo interactions. So, all drama intended. I'm here. Today, what will I be talking about? I honestly think it will just be another random one because where are we in this life? Where are we? Right? Where are we in this life? Personally, I believe I'm in a good spot. I'm in a good spot mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually as well. I'm in a good spot. And why am I in a good spot? I'm in a good spot because to some extent I have done the work. I'm not a wreck anymore. I don't want to be a wreck anymore. And I actively did something about not being a wreck. Like I was like, hey, these things have broken me down too long. I've held on to them for too long. And now I just want to live life without the burden of holding on to things that are not necessarily helping me. They're just making me weaker physically, mentally, emotionally. Yes, they are experiences that I went through, and yes, they are part of my journey, but they are not the end of my story. You know, my story is continuing, it's developing, it's growing, it's evolving, it's morphing, you know, into something beautiful. Yeah, something beautiful. My life has always been beautiful, but this time we are making it even more beautiful, more meaningful, more soulful, more, it's just more everything. Yeah, we're generally just ensuring that we are moving forward very consciously. We're making moves and we're not backing down from our moves. We're scaring ourselves into spaces that we thought we'd never occupy. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Like, when I say my heart is full, my heart is full. We're accepting love unconditionally. We're accepting love. We're accepting compliments. We're accepting all of these things that sometimes could seem a bit much. And we're accepting them in full measure. As much as we are giving them, we are accepting them as well. So that we are not unequally yoked. We are equally yoked even if we are just with ourselves. Right? Yes. That is what we are doing. And also, today being the first day of April, we're in a new month. So we are shifting our mindset into what we hope to attract this month. We are shifting our mindset from, you know, a weird mentality. I mean, now the year is moving. So we need to move as fast as it is moving. We need to capture the moments. We need to savor the moments as well. We just need to enjoy everything that is in our existence. Because one day we might blink and our reality has changed. So everything in this current reality must be taken in deeply. We must breathe deeply. We must experience deeply. We must love deeply. We must, everything must be done deeply. Because, I mean, what are we doing if we're doing things shallowly, right? What are we doing? What are we doing? I read a quote that resonated so much with me, and I think I posted it like a few weeks ago. It said, "Soul so deep, no time for meaningless interactions or conversations," or yeah, it was along those lines. And I was like, damn, for reals, like, yeah, no time for meaningless connections, because if the connection is going to be meaningless, like, why am I here? Like, why am I here? I need very meaningful things in my life currently. So if you're here to just joke around, if we're not doing anything with intention, why are we even doing it in the first place? If we're not doing anything with passion, why are we here? We don't do that here. We do not. We don't. Where? We don't. Anyway. forgive my ramblings. Yeah. It's a new month. New expectations. New goals. New. Like, everything is just new. You know? Feel like a brand new person. And then now Christ is alive again. Christ is alive again. You see, even him has done this thing where he has reincarnated, he has rebranded, he has done what? He has risen. He has revamped himself. So even us, we're doing the same thing. We're revamping ourselves in the spirit, we're revamping ourselves in action. We are just revamping ourselves through and through. Because what? Because why not? Right? Why not? Why not? Yeah. Why not? Who is stopping us? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody is stopping us. So if nobody is stopping us, why are we limiting ourselves? Why are we stopping ourselves from doing some certain things that we deserve to be doing? Why? Please. Can we do better? Can we do better? Okay? Can we do better? Because we are better. And every day is a day and a chance to show yourself and other people that you get better at it. Whatever it is. Okay, all right, yeah. So that being said, I think I'll give a parting shot, and my parting shot today will be, what will it be? But I don't know. I think I'll just go by, you know, my favorite intertwining quote. Pray it, believe it, receive it, dream it, believe it, do it. It has various variations to it, but I believe, you know, the potential to succeed is infinite. So if it's infinite, why are we stuck on thinking we can't do it? Why are we stuck in this mentality that we can't do it? We can. If other people can do it, so can you. If other people can do it, so can you. You just have to, you know, believe in yourself. And that's all it takes. Believing in yourself. So, this is where I drop off. Enjoy the festivities. Enjoy the nyama. Enjoy everything that you have presented to you. Enjoy it in full measure. Enjoy it. So that's it, my bubblies. As always, it's Miss Bubbly.